This is Tuesday, the sixth day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 2, 1 through 12. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such a large number that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." This story could be about the power of friendship. The focus for everyone in the crowd might have been the paralyzed man, but it was really his friends that impressed Jesus. Did you notice what Jesus said when he saw this man being lowered? When Jesus saw their faith, not his, but theirs. This shares with us the importance of spiritual friendship. Whose burdens are you carrying in your heart and your mind today? Who is someone that is paralyzed? Maybe they're not physically paralyzed, but maybe they're paralyzed with doubt or bitterness, paralyzed with confusion, paralyzed with sickness, paralyzed with despair. Bring this person to the feet of Christ in your prayers now. Listen again to God's word. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such a large number that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by the four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking such things? Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Thank you. Jesus' response to this man was unexpected. Jesus didn't go after the man's inability to walk. He went after something deeper. His deeper problem was at the soul and the heart level. He needed something more. We might be guilty of asking Jesus to help all our small problems. Meanwhile, God looks at us and wants something greater. Spend time and consider, what are your deep needs? What are the needs deep beneath the surface in your life? Perhaps you need to sit and listen to Jesus to tell you what your deeper needs are.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.